but not my thing anymore. But anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Venus by Television from the album Marquee Moon. I've been listening to this band quite a, not a lot, but I've been listening to them more frequently. I think See No Evil, yeah, the song See No Evil, I've been listening to that song so much. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I will be playing it, I think maybe during Radiothon or my next episode or episode 12. I'm not too sure yet, but I'm definitely going to be playing See No Evil before the end of the season. Or really the end of the semester. So, and yeah, I'm literally pumped for Radiothon this semester. Also, want to give a shout out to anyone who attended my concert at the Anthill on Saturday. Thank you so much for all the support and stuff. Thank you. Love you all. And yeah, it was fun. Even though one of my cables got, like, screwed up, because they were, like, moshing, and then, like, someone, like, fell on me. Well, not fall on me, but, like, you know, they just bumped into me, and my cable, like, went, like, it went into my bass, but, like, it didn't do any permanent damage to my bass, thank goodness. But, you know, it was fun, though, you know, regardless of that. But, yeah, you know, people just love having fun, and, you know, usually see it through moshing. But anyways, here's Venus by Television from the album Marquee Moon. Enjoy. and that is She's a Lover by The Pretty Things from the album, let me check real quick, folks, Parachute. And oh my gosh, I love The Pretty Things. Amazing group. I think I did play a song by them in my first, or my second season, or my third maybe. It was called Grass. Oh my gosh. Like, The Pretty Things are the most underrated, like, psychedelic, I think they're more like psychedelic rock, yeah. Psychedelic rock band, you know, anyone has really heard of. And, you know, they're just very, like, they sound so tight, you know? Especially, like, something like She's a Lover. Like, I would love if I would just play that again, but, you know, due to time and stuff, you know, I really can't. But, yeah, I mean, it's a really good song. I really love it. And, you know, for just one of those obscure bands from the 60s, and that's okay, you know, because I play a lot of obscure stuff. But, anyways, I got a song by Fish, from the album Hoist, and the song is called Sample in a Jar. And if you know me, you're probably not surprised that I'm playing a song by Fish. But, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I just know, like, yeah, they're associated with, like, the Grateful Dead and stuff, because Trey Anastereo and stuff, you know, he's helping to define the brand of the band to be associated with the Dead, but I don't know. I don't see them on the same level of popularity as the Grateful Dead, but who knows? Maybe they'll do a Touch of Grey attempt of where they just release a really popular song now, and then everyone knows them, you know, because I feel like that's what the Grateful Dead did with Touch of Grey in the 90s. Actually, no, late 80s, because it released in 1989, or 87, but... Well, not really. We didn't. Well, the thing is, like, Grateful Dead performed Touch of Grey throughout the 80s. I think starting in 82, they performed it. But they released it in the studios, I think around like 80, like 87 to 89. Yeah, I know a lot about dates, people. But, anyways, the next song is Sample Jar by Fish. Enjoy.
Only more spent, and I was foggy, rather groggy. You helped. and a couple of changes behind you. And my lessons at love's pain and heartache school. Where if you feel too free and you need something to remind you, there's this loneliness springing up from your life like a fountain.
Great, and that was Fountain of Sorrow by Joan Baez from the album Diamonds and Rust. And I think Jackson Brown wrote that song, and then she covered it. Because, like, again, like, Joan Baez, like, covers, like, Bob Dylan songs and such. Because, you know, she's like that. She slides like that. But anyways, I'm trying to think. Oh, my gosh. I think she did cover it. I don't know. But I remember reading about it, so, you know, take my word for it or not. I don't know. But the next song that we got coming up is Never Been to Spain by Three Dog Night. And I always get this band title confused with one of my professor's bands called Bright Dog Red. Shout out to Dr. Pinato. That's his little jazz fusion band because he's a drummer. And he's also a professor here at SUNY Oneonta for our lovely music industry communications course, which really helps people like myself to discover what they want to do after graduation, especially in the music industry. Because again, there's just three words in that title, and then there's the word dog. So I'm like, huh. Bright Dog Red, Three Dog Night. I don't see a difference. They're the same, but no, they're different titles. But anyways, we got Never Been to Spain by Three Dog Night coming up next. Enjoy, my people.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas.
We'll be right back. hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life just like a river running through the air of the cat. Well, she looks at you so coolly, and her eyes shine like the moon in the sea. She comes in incense and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside the ear of the cat.
And that was Year of the Cat by Al Stewart. That's like a progressive pop rock type of song. I know it was really long, but that was a single version. Like, what the heck? Like, I don't know. I felt that was weird. Like, they classified that as a single version of that song. But, yeah. Sorry, people. I just got operations manager for Wody right now. And I'm really, like, ascetic. Yeah, I'm just really, like, giggly right now, so, but we got, like, two depressing songs coming up, but I don't know, we got She Brings the Rain by Can coming up, then we got Primus, and, I'm gonna play a song for rotation to call it a night, and, yeah, I'm just probably just going to celebrate off mic right now. But yeah, enjoy.
Yes, I care if she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain. Oh, yeah, she brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain. Oh, yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of dreams. She brings the rain. Oh, yeah, she brings the rain. Cement of yellow, gray disappears. Flying on the raven's wing, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Yes, I care, she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of things. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain. Silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, 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 she brings the rain.
great. And that was the Toys Go Winding Down by Primus from the album Frizzle Fry. I did see Primus live, and I'm pretty sure I've said this over 3 million times already, but I've seen him live before, summer 2022. And that was back before I really were known about their music. Because, again, they were performing songs by Rush for their little tribute to Kings show that they were going around touring for. So, yeah. But again, I'm going to end off my show tonight with Dress for a Funeral by the Backfairs from Moni Rotation. And yeah, hope everyone has a great weekend. Keep it locked. Stay safe, please. And yeah, I don't know what's going on tomorrow. I'm getting a haircut, so, because senior portraits, I'm doing my senior portrait photo on next Friday before my show. So yeah, might as well get a haircut and get all this hair off, you know. So yeah, got that coming up. And yeah, stay safe, have a good one, keep it locked. DJ Drew signing out. Here is Dress for a Funeral by the Backfires. Enjoy.
top of the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
If we continue to consume our natural resources at the rate we do now, by 2050, it could take three Earths to meet our needs. The Earth can't speak up when it needs help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the